Hello, welcome to Learning English Through the Bible. Last month, we read about God being the loving Father, and we are His sons and daughters. Now I have a question for you. What are angels? What is their relationship with God? When I was a little kid, I heard a lot about angels. From the fictional stories I heard, they were sort of like fairies. They had supernatural powers. They helped the good guys. They always had wings, and they could sing pretty songs. I knew that some of these characteristics are not true. They are just like the Western fairy tales, such as Cinderella, Snow White, etc. I also learned about angels from one trustworthy book. Can you guess what that book is? Yes, it is God's Word, the Bible. Now let's read a few Bible passages and look at the facts about angels. First of all, the book of Hebrews, chapter 1. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have become your father," or again, "I will be his father, and he will be my son"? In speaking of the angels, he says, "He makes his angels winds, his servants flames of fire." Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? As you can certainly see, angels are not God's children. Instead, they are God's servants as winds or flames of fire. They do have supernatural powers. For example, in chapter 1 of Luke, angel Gabriel, by words, made Zechariah dumb for a year. Not only are angels servants of God, but also they are to serve those who will inherit salvation. Now you may wonder, who are those so special to be served by the supernatural angels? They are us, human beings. God created the whole world for men. God created men to be His own children. The first man failed, and ever since then, all men fall short of God's glory and become children of darkness. But God's plan to have many sons and daughters does not fail. He prepared the salvation for men in Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and rose from the dead on the third day. All who believe in Him are freed from the trap of sin and death and reborn into His family, becoming His sons and daughters. How precious are we in God's sight, and how glorious is that we are God's sons and daughters. Let's read a little more from the book of Hebrews, now chapter 2. It is not to angels that He has subjected the world to come, about which we are speaking. But there is a place where someone has testified. What is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor, and put everything under his feet. In putting everything under him, God left nothing that is not subject to him. Yet at present, we do not see everything subject to him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone. In bringing many sons to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering. Both the one who makes men holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers. Aren't you amazed that Jesus, the Son of God, is not ashamed to call us brothers? In order to bring many sons to glory, Jesus, the Lord of all angels, was made a little lower than angels. The Creator of the whole universe became man of flesh, and through suffering made our salvation perfect. We humans, not the powerful angels, are Jesus' brothers, and we, not the angels, are to rule the new world when God judges and destroys this current world of sin. Thinking of all this, we can't help but ask, Lord, what is man that you are mindful of him? The Son of Man, that you care for him? Now we see who the angels are and who we are to God. I'd like to point out another thing about angels that may totally surprise you. Angels cannot sing. God did not give them that musical talent which he gave to mankind. You may immediately object. Didn't they sing on the first Christmas when they declared to the shepherds that Christ was born in Bethlehem? Okay, let's read that passage from the book of Luke. Luke chapter 2, verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests. Now you are clear that the great company of angels did not sing glory to God in the highest, but they said the praise instead. If you were the angels, wouldn't you sing praise to God at the awesome birth of Christ? Of course you would. Then why didn't they sing? It is because they are not gifted with such a musical ability. Let's read a few verses from Revelation chapter 5. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength, and honor and glory and praise. Now please don't rush to say that the angels did sing in verse 12. The verb sang in verse 12 is a mistranslation of the Greek word lego in the New International Version. This same verb lego is translated correctly as saying in Luke 2:13. We read a moment ago. The Greek verb lego means to say. In contrast, the Greek verb ado means to sing. In fact, neither ado nor its Hebrew equivalent she'er is associated with angels even a single time throughout the whole Bible. But they are associated with men many times. Now you may wonder, why is it so? Do you remember what men are to God? True, all men have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But God gave men the second chance and provided salvation for them in Christ Jesus. How about the angels? God did not give the angels a second chance, and did not provide salvation for those angels who fell together with Lucifer, who rebelled against God and became Satan the devil. Let's read another passage together. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. For this reason, he had to be made like his brothers in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Before saying goodbye to you, I hope that you remember how precious we are in God's sight. Yes, Satan is the most capable among the angels. He is much more intelligent than we are. He tricked mankind into the trap of sin and death. And he is working to tempt you and me even now. But the Lord Jesus already rose from the dead. He is in heaven right now, praying for us. He gives us wisdom and strength to overcome Satan's temptations whenever and wherever we ask him. May the good Lord be with you. See you next time.